Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Hairline shaming back here on Janae and Golic Jr. like it never left. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline, and we got a couple more joining us for our mock draft in about a half hour as we get you to the Washington football team, the Chicago Bears. But before we get to there, Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Agwumike back in the building, fresh off of day two of training camp with the Los Angeles Sparks. Janae, how are we feeling?
That's the only thing that's fresh today, right? Like, your words, not my body. And so glad to be back. Your girl just finished day two of training camp. This show, Janae Golic Jr., is where you will get not only analysis and sports talk, but also a professional athlete going through her season. So I'm feeling it, though. Like, I feel good leaving practice. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. And then I get home, and it's like two hours later, SpongeBob version. I'm like, ooh, my neck.
Yep.
Ooh, my back. But every day I wake up and feel good, so that's all that matters.
It's so true. The muscles that you find out you forgot you had once you start playing the sport again. Like, you can work out. We were talking about this last week. All off season long, feel like you're ready. But when I went back and put on a helmet for the first time, and I'm sure for the first time you lacing them up and getting back out on the hardwood with all of your teammates, there's just some stuff that's like, why does it hurt there?
Look, I'm this old where you said lace it up. I'm like, oh, man, I've been hooping without, like, any of my orthotics in. You know, those orthotics. I'm like, can't wait till I get my orthotics in. Then I'm going to be ready, you know. So there are bumps in the road that we're dealing with trying to get back on the floor. But, hey, your girl is there. So it's been good. It was a good weekend. I'm back. I'm shooting my shot. I'm excited to be back with the LA Sparks. But for now, I'm even more excited to be back with you, Junior. Even though you were talking out of the side of your mouth not too long ago.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to lie. I didn't think you could hear when we talked about our fandom for the Padres, that I said you were wavering on there. I was talking bleep behind your back right there, and I feel badly about it now. So I'm going to spend the rest of the show trying to make amends, so much so that coming up in a little bit, we are just going to let you hold court around here. Chanae's court is going to be open for business as she takes us inside a professional training camp as she's heading back into the 2021 WNBA season. Janae Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Now, Janae, one of the things that we talked about while you were still getting done from practice and finishing up there as Derek Fisher was shooing you on to another job after practice was the job that Kevin Durant did over the weekend, 33 points off the bench for the Brooklyn Nets. And I want to play you this sound, Janae, because the performance was one thing, but I think the mentality is just as important. This was Kevin Durant in their press conference after the game talking to Christian Winfield from the New York Daily News about their matchup with the Suns.
The Suns are, what, second in the West, and I think they just beat the Bucks not too long ago and then also beat the Sixers. Do you look at this type of game as kind of a measuring stick for where you guys are and where you guys need to go, or is it just another game in the above?
Just another game. I think they look at us as a measuring stick too. You know, they're fresh on the scene as an elite team, so, you know, this is pretty new to them. You know, so we wanted to gauge and you know, take that physicality that they bring and that toughness and that quickness that they bring. But that's all it was, another day at the office.
First of all, shout out to Christian Winfield, friend of the show, by the way.
Yes.
You seen him on the Zoom today with the bust down Rolly? I didn't know he was getting money like that.
Facts.
Shout out to him, though. That's a good guy right there. We got to have him back.
Friend of the show, great taste in food. Well, I forgot what he ate last time. That was really funny.
Oh, it was the broccoli hut or whatever he went to before that game.
Fried broccoli.
Delicious looking.
Maybe he doesn't like that. I can hear it in Cliff's voice that he doesn't appreciate that about Christian Winfield. But it's interesting, Junior. The game comes so easy to Kevin Durant. I'm out here right now with my leg propped up under one of my little poof pillows. I got my Theragun right here, like, ready to go in between. This man is older than me, but, like, the game is just so naturally effortless for Kevin Durant, and it's wild. Comes off the bench, drops 33. Meanwhile, his running mate, Kyrie Irving, drops 34. And the fact that he can look at a team like the Phoenix Suns, which it's true, they're up and coming. They're figuring themselves out, but they've done a great job, so much so that a lot of people are saying Monty Williams, potential coach of the year, right? He's like, oh, no, it's just another game. It doesn't matter that this team is like top two in the Western Conference standings. Like, I'm going to show up. And he said, there's also another quote that was crazy, Junior. It's like riding a bike. It was a good start. Hopefully I build on this game and keep going, but it's like riding a bike. Like, the game is too easy for him. And I think that's why a lot of people, when he said like, oh, I'm not focusing on championships, I'm focusing on being the best player, it's because he's won championships and he's trying to figure out what's next. And that's exactly what those crazy people like Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and LeBron James, to some degree, with how maniacal he is about remembering each and every play. This is Kevin Durant's version. The game is easy. I can win championships, but what's next? And it's just being the best version of myself. And what we saw was him riding a bike yesterday, which is nuts.
It was insane, Chanae. I thought we were going to get a little bit of a human performance. You saw the first couple of shots, a couple of them rimmed out there, might have looked a little bit off. And then all of a sudden I looked up, and that nice 8, 9, 10-point lead that the Suns had just evaporated into thin air as he was getting whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. Look up now. We talked about all this tinkering with the Brooklyn Nets. They're back in first place in the Eastern Conference. They are 24-8, Chanae, against teams with a record over 500. All of this while they just had the 12th game with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving on the floor at the same time without James Harden, where we've talked about the minutes they've hadn't played together. They're destroying our concepts of what team is supposed to be about, building it on the long term here, building it organically, having guys with continuity and time on the court. Chanae, at this point, we've asked so much about if they'll be ready. Let's flip the script a little bit and say, what does a team have to do to be able to take down a Brooklyn team that, even if it's not whole, has this kind of firepower that we saw this weekend?
Defend. You have to be able to go toe-to-toe and say, I'm going to force this person into a tough shot, knowing that he likely can make it, but like, you're consistently doing that it makes them uncomfortable. No one in the league makes the Brooklyn Nets feel uncomfortable. That's how talented they are. But we do know it's the regular season, and people sort of change their energy on a possession basis based on, you know, the number of games people are playing, towards the postseason. And so if I'm a team that is like the Lakers, like the Clippers, especially with their, you know, tall, long, lanky backcourt with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, I'm thinking, all right, they're great, but can they do this versus me while I'm defending them at the top of my game? And I was on The Jump not too long ago, and Rachel Nichols brought up this really crazy point. She was like, we watched Kawhi Leonard load manage himself through a championship, like literally himself on the floor. There are going to be people out there that are super talented on that end of the floor defensively that might make it really interesting for the Brooklyn Nets. But the thing is, they still have so much firepower, more than we've ever seen in this league, and it may not even matter.
It may not. And Chanae, I don't want to like reduce it down to is that good or bad for the league? Like, I think a lot of what we're seeing this year is probably going to be an anomaly, right? The amount of injuries that we've seen on a close turnaround season, the fact that these guys had to put it together on the fly. Like, we know going into next year, right, wrong, or indifferent, this will all probably settle a little bit. These guys will have a lot more time together in the offseason to get used to all these things and, quite frankly, get to go through a process similar to what you're going through right now, to actually get time in a full camp to practice with each other and not have to worry about, you know, where James Harden or what establishment he is at in some preseason with the Houston Rockets. So we will get to more reaction around the association in just a little bit and Chanae's training camp coming up in a while. But we want to get back to some of your calls. 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN, because Chanae, you and I have talked about it so much. We're sick and tired of the 49ers talk of number three. Sick and tired of talking about them and Mac Jones. We don't want to do it anymore. So the only rule when you call in and ask a draft question is it cannot be about the third pick in the draft. It cannot be about Mac Jones. Everything else is on the table right now. That also seems to be the tone coming out of Green Bay. Coming up next, we'll also get you a little nibble from Brian Gutekunst, the GM of the Green Bay Packers, on what the future looks like at quarterback for that team in Wisconsin. Next, here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Devontae Smith, Heisman Trophy winner and projected first-round draft pick.
Touchdown, Alabama!
Devontae Smith with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Tomorrow morning at 9, 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN News. Chanae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Chanae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're 10 minutes away from picks 19 and 20 in our mock draft. Mike Golic Jr., Chanae Agumake. We'll also get to some of your calls here in a second at Chanae and at Mike Golic Jr. is where you can tweet us about this as well. And we've got news out of Green Bay, Chinee. All the wailing and gnashing of teeth we've done about Aaron Rodgers. I just saw some odds that might have us all singing a different tune very, very soon. But we talked about this, Chinee. The NFL draft's coming up this week. We're very thankful to finally be getting to this finish line here.
Yes.
Do I speak for both of us when I say, though, sick and tired of talking about the third overall pick?
Oh, big fact. I was sick and tired, like, 3 weeks ago.
It is amazing that that trade was made, Chinee, basically just over a month ago. The 49ers trading up to that third spot. And how about this in the meantime? This is courtesy of our ESPN NFL insider, Adam Schefter. A month ago, 49ers source today, quote, Jimmy is here to stay. He's our guy this year. 3 weeks later. Adam Schefter, quote, asked if he could guarantee that Jimmy Garoppolo would be on the 49ers roster Sunday. Kyle Shanahan said, quote, I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday. The energy has changed quickly. So 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. We want to get to your calls and draft questions here about anything but Mac Jones and that third overall pick. Chinee, I actually know your caller on line one for us here. So what is your question here of the upcoming draft?
My question, I'm glad to go first, ladies first. Which player outside of the quarterbacks that we've been talking about ad nauseum are you most excited come draft day?
I mean, legitimately, I'm most excited, and I know this is kind of self-serving. You thought I was going to say Penei Sewell. Chinee, it really is Zaven Collins. I was on Sports Nation last night, and I gave him my best visual effects performance because this is a 260-pound, some people say now 270-pound, off-ball linebacker that was playing at Tulsa. Like, it doesn't make sense when you watch what he's able to do. Nothing that big should move that fast, Chinee. And so I'm excited to see. He played in a defense at Tulsa, didn't really do a ton with him, wasn't super multiple in their approach. I feel like if he lands with the right team that wants to use him creatively, we're only seeing the surface scratched by this mutant.
Still on brand, big boys.
I can say, always got to be on brand with the big boys. Let's stick with the brand, though, and let's go to Brittany in Michigan. Brittany, you're on Chinee and Golden
Jr. Brittany.
What's your draft question?
Hi, guys. Love your show. So from Michigan, diehard Detroit Lions fan. We have a great new coaching staff and coach this year. What do you think they're going to do with the draft, and is it going to make much of a difference for their team?
We appreciate the call, Brittany. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but unfortunately, I don't know how much difference it's going to make with the team. I don't think Jared Goff's going to end up being the long-term answer at quarterback for this squad. We know Man Campbell certainly has his work cut out for him.
I'm a fan of Man Campbell.
We do appreciate Man Campbell biting kneecaps and ankles. He's going to be an entertaining soundbite the entire year. The Lions pick at 7, Chinee. I'd be shocked if they didn't go after one of the weapons in this draft. We expect Kyle Pitts, Jamar Chase, Devonta Smith to be somewhere in that mix. Devonta Smith, who you can hear on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin tomorrow. So I'd imagine they go weapon with that first pick there and try and see what they've got in Jared Goff and what's going to be a prove-it season for him.
Keep it rolling, Junior.
Let's go to Andrew in Alaska. Hell
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew, you're on Chinee Angola Jr. Me. What's the draft question you got?
Hey, so dedicated Eagles fan here. I realize we've bottomed out. It's time to rebuild. And I got to say, we got one of the sorriest offensive lines in the NFL. Everyone's always hurt. They're all old. I keep seeing mocks, cornerbacks and wide receivers. How about a Vera Tucker? How about maybe if Slater drops? What you think? We need big boys. Big boys rule the world.
Amen.
First off, snaps for big boys ruling the world.
Yes,
there.
Andrew.
Cliff, why are you giving me the sour face when I hear that?
There's no chance in hell Slater drops to the Eagles. None.
You know what? That'll be very interesting. Rashawn Slater out of Northwestern, who's considered basically the 1B to Penei Sewell's 1A in that spot. I would be interested to see if the Eagles – to me, the one thing I'm looking for, especially as we get to the middle of this, is what do the Eagles do at 12? Because in my mind, if they trade back, which you're hearing some talk that maybe that's an option – if I'm Jalen Hurts, I'm saying, all right, I got to put out some good tape there because I am not long for this world. If you're talking about ownership saying go all in on him, but then you're trading back for resources, understandably, given all the holes that you have in certain spots, that would not be the best sign for Jalen Hurts. So I could still see weapon at that spot. A lot of Eagles fans hoping and wishing that Jalen Waddle may fall that far in the draft. But, Chinee, even that might be slim at this point with the Giants sitting right in front of him at 11.
Look, I know that was a – I don't know if it was a good John or a bad John. Maybe a bad John per, you know, close estimation. Good John, hopefully, you know, wishful thinking, manifesting a nice little drop. But – Junior, I'm just glad we got a call from Alaska. Like, we expanded the brand.
It is nice to see that. We enjoy Alaska being represented in the Chinay and Golic Jr. family. We're here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. I don't know if this is a good John or bad John, or what the good John, bad John version of Wisconsin dialect is, Chinay. I thought this was pretty interesting, though, as we've talked so much about Aaron Rodgers and his future in Green Bay this offseason. You know, the magical uncertainty or whatever he's done in between Jeopardy stints as a host there. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst came out and said, quote, they are working through things with Aaron Rodgers in his contract, but reiterated, quote, Aaron's our guy. He's going to be our quarterback for the foreseeable future, and we're excited for the next couple of years. Chinay, I mean, just based off this, do we think what we were talking about is much ado about nothing, and that the Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay Packers marriage is going to work?
Honestly, we are, as a show, where the money resides. Until the money is there, you can say all these words, because those words haven't really amounted in what we've seen as action, or at least a direction for this franchise. So I'm going to spin it back to you. Is this good cheese or bad cheese?
Ooh, good cheese, bad cheese. By the way, the curds up in Green Bay, incredible.
Is this good cheese or bad cheese?
Chinay, I'd say good cheese, and I'd couple it with something else that's really interesting, because I saw some betting outlets now have a board that you can choose the most likely trade destination for Jordan Love. Backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, the first-round draft pick that sparked so much debate and controversy out there. This is a reminder. That is possible. And for a first-round quarterback that we haven't had to put out in the field and see one way or another, there'd still probably be some value you could return in that if the Packers decide to do what I think would be the smart thing and say, you know what? We bet wrong. We thought maybe Aaron Rodgers would slow down, and instead he was the 2020 MVP, and he might come back and do the same thing. Why ruin that, especially when you've got so many other parts in this team? You can go ahead, address, and actually try and get over that NFC championship hump that you've hit the last two seasons.
So that's good cheese, pretty much.
That is good cheese. That is officially good cheese up in Green
Bay.
It's
Brie. It's Brie, the best cheese.
It's Brie. I wonder what the choice cheese is in Wisconsin, besides like cheese curds, which, again, we got to do shows out there a while back, Chinay. Drinking Spotted Cow and eating cheese curds for lunch after a radio show is a little slice of heaven for your boy.
That's cultural, but yeah, I'm all the way in it.
We're brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Nothing cultural about mock drafts. Mock drafts are for everybody, and they are for us here on Chinay and Golic Jr. Next, we give you two more picks in our draft, the Washington football team and the Chicago Bears. We do it after this word from 303.
Well, clearly, if you're looking for fun sports talk, you're at the right place. Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. But are you looking for professional-level protection for your car's paint, but without the cost you'd pay for a professional detailer? New revolutionary 303 Graphene Nano Spray Coating provides just that. 12 months of protection with a simple mode of application. You can do it yourself in no time. It leaves your car's finish with insane levels of shine and depth. Plus, I mean, y'all, the water beading is crazy. Your car will never look better. It also helps to keep your car looking that way longer, too. The layer of protection helps to repel dust and fights off water spotting. It does this by making water shed quickly from the surface and lowering the surface temperature so the water doesn't end up drying on the paint. It's also great to use on your car's glass, too. Wheels, trims, too, as well. Glass, wheels, trim, all the above. Now available at Advance Auto Parts and Pet Boys locations nationwide. Or if you want to, you can learn more by visiting 303-303-radio.com. Back to our mock draft here on Chinay and Golic Jr. with the Washington football team and the Chicago Bears on the clock. Let's go. That's right after this on Chinay and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus.
Chinay and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Well, the countdown is on to the 2021 NFL Draft.
Join me, Elle Duncan, Kevin DeGonti. Full coverage of the first three rounds on ESPN Radio.
Coverage begins Thursday, 7 Eastern, on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
I'm genuinely excited in about 10 minutes to head to Chinay's court.
Ooh,
I haven't been to a training camp in 5 years. And I don't know if I'd miss it necessarily, but I'm excited to kind of live vicariously through you, Chinay, on Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, because you're the one out here doing all the very hard physical work, and I just get to have fun and enjoy the stories.
Anyone on the show, shoot, if you want to call in, can ask me questions about training camp. will be my court where I just talk about my experiences as a professional athlete. So I'm tired, but I'm energized at the same time.
I can say it's a good mix of both. We are 2 days into Chennai in LA Sparks training camp, getting ready for the 2021 season. So 888-729-3776. If you've got questions for Chennai or draft questions, continue to light up the lines. We'll get to plenty more of those soon. But in the meantime, Chennai, we've also got the weird uncertainty of the 2021 NFL draft coming up. We've got our mock here on ESPN Radio that continues to roll along with picks 19 and 20. Let's get to work.
The road to Super Bowl 56 and the Lombardi Trophy starts here.
Good evening. So you're ready for the draft?
The NFL draft is right around the corner. And instead of Chennai and Golic Jr. trying to navigate the mock draft landscape, we'll ask the people that actually cover and talk about these teams. It's the inaugural Chennai and Golic Jr. Mock Draft on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
All right, we got great players still available. 19 and 20, the Washington football team and the Chicago Bears. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah from Notre Dame. Trevon Moehrig from TCU, the best safety on the board. And Mac Jones? Who? All right, let's get some help on this. The Washington football team is up at pick 19, and to help us make that pick on the Goodyear Hotline, we're joined by Bram Weinstein from ESPN 630. He's also the play-by-play voice of the Washington football team with the 19th overall pick. Bram, the floor is yours. Cliff at the chimes.
With the 19th pick in the Chennai and Golic Jr. mock draft, the Washington football team select Jamin Davis, linebacker out of Kentucky.
All right, Jamin Davis at linebacker. Walk me through this one, Bram, because I know a lot of people are asking questions about how much Washington should be looking at a quarterback in this draft potentially. So what landed on Jamin Davis for you?
Well, so they've said out loud numerous times that they're not going to pay the price to get way up in the draft to select what would now be the fourth quarterback off the board. So I don't think that they're in talks with Atlanta to move up there. If, say, Justin Fields or somehow Trey Lance were to slip to the lower end of the top 10 or beyond that, then I think there's a possibility they may change strategy. They seemingly have publicly said that they don't believe that the timing is right for them and they don't want to give up a lot of assets. The two main holes that they would like to fill if they're not going to go quarterback is offensive tackle and linebacker. And as your board has fallen, I think the ones that they would earmark, Micah Parsons, Christian Darrisaw, they're gone. So I wouldn't call this settling, but it is a next best thing. And I do think it is realistic that if Washington does move up, it is a small move into 15 and above to attempt to get maybe one of the two names I just cited to you.
Going to be exciting to see definite movement potential there. Bram, we appreciate the time and the insight, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Chennai, genuinely baffled that we didn't get Mac Jones off the board there. We know they've got Taylor Heinicke, who starred in their playoff game. We know that they brought Ryan Fitzpatrick in this offseason from Miami. But the Alabama quarterback still hanging around at 20. So let's get some help on 20 and head back to the Goodyear Hotline, where our ESPN Bears reporter Jeff Dickerson joins us now. Cliff, can I get the chimes? With the 20th overall pick, Jeff, the floor is yours, my friend.
All right, guys, the 20th pick in the 2021 Chennai Ngola Jr. mock draft. The Chicago Bears sprint to the podium and take Mac Jones, quarterback from Alabama. Shame on me. I didn't see that he was omitted earlier when I took a peek at the mock draft, but if he were to somehow be there at number 20, and guys, the fact that the Bears have been searching for a franchise quarterback since, I don't know, Sid Luckman retired in 1950, there's no way they could possibly turn this down. They would love to get in the mix in real life for one of those top five quarterback prospects. The Bears have been very aggressive as far as trading on draft day under GM Ryan Pace. Andy Dalton is a bridge quarterback, a serviceable one for sure, but if you think the Bears are set at quarterback, you're crazy. They need a young quarterback. They have to energize this fan base, which, guys, in Chicago is a bit testy, shall I say, not very happy with the offseason. So if Mac Jones were to somehow fall in their lap at 20, that card would be up so fast at the podium that Roger Goodell would probably not have to even sit down after he read pick number 19. It would go that fast.
Jeff Dickerson, ESPN Bears reporter, joining us here on Chennai and Golic Jr. And this is great. Mac Jones, someone that has dropped quite a bit compared to where we sort of see him now in a lot of experts' estimation. Why do you think, I mean, quarterbacks in Chicago a little bit nervous. Why do you think that he will probably succeed, whereas other quarterbacks might have just struggled?
Well, you can never guarantee, Janae, the success in Chicago. I mean, they try to acquire them every now and again. But, I mean, look, he's a big quarterback, big pocket quarterback. He can probably throw in the conditions here. He's been well coached. I know Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace both went to the Alabama Pro Day and were watching Mac Jones very closely. Guys, they got to start drafting quarterbacks. I mean, they've drafted like five since 1988 in the first round. Like, that's not good enough. And the Trubisky thing did not work out. They swung and missed. They had the right idea that year in 2017. They just missed with, you know, Mahomes, of course, and Deshaun Watson. But, I mean, they need a quarterback in the worst way to show the fan base that they are serious about turning this corner and becoming not just an every now and again good team, but a perennial playoff contender. They made the playoffs last year, but let's face it, they backed in. And they need a young quarterback in the mix with Dalton and Nick Foles.
You named another key piece, and they're not on the field. It's Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy, GM and coach, respectively. Is this season the season that will truly determine their future with the franchise?
I mean, I don't know if this isn't a make it or break it season, guys. I don't know what is. Now, yes, they've made the playoffs twice under Matt Nagy. That's good. But again, last year was a 8-8 back in job, and then they got killed in New Orleans against the Saints, so it wasn't that great in the playoffs. I mean, for Ryan Pace, he's been GM since 2015. You know, just two playoff bursts to show for it. The Trubisky miss is obviously a glaring one. And how about this? This will be the first time, if the Bears stay at 20, this will be the first time under Ryan Pace they either A, did not draft in the top 10, or did not have a first-round pick. They had four straight first-round picks from 2015 to 2018. I'll name them for you real quick. Kevin White, bust. Leonard Floyd, good player, not in Chicago, better in L.A. than Trubisky. And Roquan Smith, who's they hit on, who's a very good player. But, I mean, three of those four guys are gone. Like, the pressure is enormous to get it right in the first round. If the quarterback thing doesn't happen, I would say Tevin Jenkins, offensive tackle, Oklahoma State, at number 20, is a guy they would love to take to beef up that offensive line. They got some holes at both tackle spots.
And certainly the Mac Jones fall could be tough considering all the reporting we're hearing, but we see quarterbacks slide all the time. Going to be very exciting. Jeff, we appreciate the time and the insight,
thanks,
my friend.
Jeff.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Great catching up with you.
Jeff Dickerson, our ESPN Bears reporter, and Bram Weinstein from ESPN 630 in D.C. We appreciate both of them giving us some time today. A reminder, ESPN Radio's coverage of the first round starts Thursday at 7 p.m. L. Duncan, Kevin DeGondi from the 6 o'clock Sports Center going to be hosting that. And man, Chiney, I can only think one thing for certain, that if they were to somehow be able to land a quarterback in this year's draft, the Bears, historical precedent says that would almost surely be the death knell for Matt Nagy as a coach. You rarely get a coach limping into a season like this, mm-hmm. handed a rookie quarterback with any promise, that lives to see the other side of that one.
Very fortunate for this draft with the quarterbacks available, but I don't know. I mean, it still takes some time for those guys to get some run, and so I don't know if the fuse is that that long for Chicago overall.
No, the fuse seems short, and it's a good time to remind everybody there are no trades in our mock draft, so things like this are going to come up. We expect a little more movement on it on draft night. So there you go. We've got the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Washington football team, and the Bears all off the board with picks 17 through 20 as our mock draft rolls along. But coming up next, let's quit mocking and let's go to the real thing right now, because while we've been waiting to see what ifs and what mights in the NFL draft, we're going to go to what's happening right now on the court as the one professional athlete on this show prepares for the upcoming season. Chiney's Court next here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
I'm not sure I'm ready for the ski challenge yet. This
feels
like,
can do it.
I mean, it seems pretty easy. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Our thanks to guests for joining us on the Goodyear Hotline, Bram Weinstein and Jeff Dickerson, helping us make some picks in this draft. But Janae, it doesn't seem overly hard, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
Cliff's looking at me. Cliff's looking at me sideways right now.
It looked like you was trying to dig up like a dead body or something.
I mean,
wait, let me see what he was doing. What was he doing? Oh yeah, that is not it. Like, you're the demographic that should know how to do this, like ski. So like, come on, yee. Yeah, ESPN Plus. You can see Junior like Yeah, that's much better. That's much better. Junior's trying to stay on rhythm, y'all.
For the record, I snowboarded as a kid. I didn't ski, so unnatural motion, a little tight across the chest right now, too. I'm not in training camp shape at this point, Shanae, all right? I work out for a 9-to-5. I work out so that every once in a while, once I'm vaccinated and ready to step out, I can wear these V-necks and feel good about myself. You're the one of us that's been training for your job, for the thing that you do now.
You look like you were operating a kayak, okay?
You know what? Honestly, culturally, that's a thing I have absolutely done before. So
have not done it myself.
Listen, as we've pointed out, some things fit the brand very strong around here. But, Janae, you're fresh off day two of training camp. So our two-time WNBA All-Star, who you know wasn't in the WNBA bubble last season, was with us, getting her body right, getting ready to go. You're 2 days into training camp now for this 2021 season. And so we don't have the open. We don't have the fancy bells and whistles yet. But we
have my voice.
We do have Chiney's voice, and we do have Chiney's court right now, taking you inside of the 2021 LA Sparks WNBA training camp. So, Chiney, 2 days in, how we feeling right now?
We're playing basketball. Here we go. All right. Chiney's court. This is where I'll take you guys inside the life, the world that is mine, but also the world of being a professional athlete. So we've had 2 days of training camp. I'm not going to lie. I called my sister on the way into day one this past week, and I was like, yo, I could not sleep. I went to bed, and I'm a grandma in these streets. I went to bed probably like at 9, mid online, 8. Woke up at like 11, woke up at a 12, woke up at 1. I was just so excited to be back in a WNBA training camp because your girl opted out of the bubble last season because of injury histories and stuff. And now I'm able to be back. And my sister and I were so excited. So this is what my day looks like. I wake up, I get ready, roll out, hop in my car, call our producer Shannon because I know I'm going to be MIA for the next 3-4 hours, catch up on everything sports, get to the facility. Now, the Sparks have a new facility, and it's amazing. It's out in Glendale, so I have a little bit of a drive. But it's exciting because there are 3 courts. We've got a huge training place for weights and strength and conditioning. We have a separate zone also for COVID testing. So when I come in, I'm fully masked up, go straight to COVID testing, sit down. We get those results pretty quickly. And then I go to a separate room where I change. And it's like, it's not like normal times where you can change and move around. You have separate social distance locations for you to change. Then you hit the court. Everyone's still wearing masks until around practice time. Hit the court, get ready. We go out there. We started off a little bit slower. We wanted people to get the feel and touch the ball. Christy Tolliver, WNBA champion with the Sparks and also with the Mystics, is now back with the team. And so she missed last season. And so for us, we were doing a lot of drills as a whole because Coach Fisher, and for those who don't know, Derek Fisher is my head coach. So Coach Fisher understands what it's like to be a player. And also he understands what it's like to be a Players Association president, which is why he fought for this new facility. He fought for us to have breakfast on our way out, and we have those orders coming in. So when we're done, we can leave, and we're treated like pros. We're taking all the necessary steps. And so, yeah, we go out there and work, and we've started a little bit slower. We haven't been, like, going up and down, and it's competitive. There's about 15, 16, 17 players. I think it's 15. I don't even remember. Feels like 17 players available in camp, which is a very crowded court. And there's only 12 spots, so 5 people likely will have to be cut, you know, over 5 or so. And so it's a competitive league. I'm back on the floor. I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous, but guess what? Then I started shooting. I was like, okay, wet ball, wet ball, wet ball. And for me, my number one thing is your girl has always been efficient ever since I was at Stanford. I love being back to the basket and all that type of stuff. But this year I got to shoot because I'm not trying to bang in the paint. Like the way this body's set up, we got to protect it at all costs. So we've gone through 2 days. It's been great energy. We have a team that loves to work hard. And I've got day 3 tomorrow, so just keep your fingers crossed for me.
Chiney, can you confirm or deny for me that the fact that myself, Cliff, and the rest of the show staff brought up your 3-point shooting percentage from your senior year at Stanford and sparked rage like I've never seen from you contributed to you wanting to get more shots up this season?
No, y'all are irrelevant to how I move. So, like, you guys can talk about, oh, look at your percentages. I don't care. I don't care. I do this for me. And so Coach Fisher and I have talked, and you guys, you'll have to hold me to it. Every game, he wants me to shoot 3 threes. Ooh. Yo, I didn't shoot 3 threes in 5 years. So that's what we should follow as we go forward with Chiney's court.
There we go. And unlike Ben Simmons, Chiney's actually going to do it. She hit us with the
full
Ivan Drago, I fight for me, here on Chiney and Golic Jr. presented by Progressive Insurance. So that's your look inside the window. We're going to give you guys exclusive access to a professional going about her business on the day-to-day. Quite frankly, in two courts and in two fields right now, which is impressive. But coming up next, we will head back to one field, the NFL draft field, next.
Thanks for listening to Chiney and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.